You are listening to a podcast feature about the Danish folk band Phoenix and their Chinese connection. This podcast is part of a series of podcasts called Øguld, Folkemusik i Danmark, Gold from the Islands, Folk Music from Denmark. A collection of podcasts documenting and promoting folk music from the Danish Islands and the scene that it is being part of. The music that we are listening to is being performed by the band Phoenix from the Danish island of Funen and their very good friend Sanka, who is a Chinese guzheng player living in Beijing. The guzheng, the Chinese sitar, is a traditional plucked string instrument from China. The concert was recorded at the venue Harders, situated in the city of Svendborg on the island of Funen in the middle of Denmark, east of the mainland Jutland. The concert was organized by a local association called Folk for Folk, which translates into something like folk music for people. Folk for Folk has been organizing a large number of folk, roots and trad music concerts in Svendborg since 2005. This podcast was produced by radiofolk.dk for Mediehaven, the Media Garden, and it is being sponsored by Øernes Kunstfond, the Arts Foundation of the Danish Islands. Thank you so much. And we will start out with an old Danish so-called riddle song called Sven Norman. This specific song was the very first song that Phoenix and Sanka played together. The song is about a person who meets a big, ugly and also quite evil giant speaking hard words. He says, Sven Norman, if you can answer these 9 riddles, I will let you go and you will be well off for the rest of your life. But if you cannot answer them, I will kill you. So the first riddles go like this. What is the roundest wheel? Where do you celebrate the most beautiful Christmas? What is shining whiter than the swan? And what is louder than the crane? And Sven Norman answers the big ugly giant like this. The sun is the roundest wheel, and the most beautiful Christmas is celebrated in God's heaven. Wider than the swan shines the moon, and thunder is louder than the crane. And so this dangerous game of life and death continues.
Og hjertet My name is Jesper, and I play in the music group Phoenix. I play the percussion. And the group Phoenix is a folk orchestra that are playing modern Danish folk music. Also Nordic tunes, but mostly Danish folk music. And we have a special sound in Phoenix because we use a little bit different instruments. We have the clarinets, bass clarinet, normal clarinets. We got accordion, we got percussion, vocals, keyboard. But we do not have string instruments in the band. And that's why we sometimes invite guests to be a part of the band. And now we have a fantastic Chinese musician called Sanka, who that are playing the traditional Chinese instrument called a guzheng. We're just on a tour right now, or actually we are in the end of a fantastic tour where we have been playing a lot of concerts, school concerts, family concerts, normal club concerts. And yes, today it's our last concert on this tour here in Svendborg at Harders. So we're really looking forward to that tonight.
My name is Anya. I'm the bass clarinet and clarinet player of Phoenix, and I was one of the founders of the band back in the 90s. And we met as very young people, and at that time there was not so many playing folk music in Denmark, so we knew everyone. And the four people that started Phoenix have been friends for a long time and started out as playing for dance, for folk dance, and developed into also going to the festivals, playing on the free stages. And at a point we decided that we want to be kind of semi-professional and wanted to do more, and started to record our first CD, which came out in 1995. And at that point we were two fiddlers. One of the fiddlers also played flute, and then we were accordion, which is Jesper, who still plays the accordion in Phoenix, and me. And yeah, that was the beginning of Phoenix. Today Phoenix is four persons. We have Jesper Falk, that you already met, on the percussion. I play the bass clarinet. We have accordion player Jesper Winter, who also was at the beginning, was the founder of the band. And then we have the singer Karen Mose, who also plays the keys.
Yeah, my name is Jesper Winter, and I play the accordion in Phoenix. You could say that Phoenix has three different things we work with as with the music. The one thing is the basic that we started with, music for dancing. We still do that. Nowadays it's mainly our own compositions, but still it's waltzes, polkas, Scottish, common Danish dance tunes that we compose, but it's our own stuff. And then we play the traditional Danish folk ballads and folk songs, which Karen, our singer, knows a lot of. She learned it from her family, and she brought that into the band. And then we also find some of them in the old books and on old recordings of people singing 100 years ago, maybe. And then we make it into our own style. We arrange it for these instruments and with the vocal, so that it's not just singing, it's a mixture of song, storytelling, and instrumental parts that goes together. And we have been doing that for, well, 25 years actually nowadays, and still developing that part also. So that's, we think these two things, dance music and the traditional songs, are a good mixture in our repertoire.
Her tår, han bor sig derude ved år, langt ude på Nordelandsø. Han havde tre sønner, så liden og små, i silke drager de roser. De bliver røver og stjålne bort, langt ude på Nordelandsø.
Thank you.
The third leg is nowadays we play also with a Chinese musician, and we have a repertoire with her, which is based on both the Danish and the Chinese tradition. So we do some kind of mixture, cultural music, cultural meeting between these two styles. Some of the music is traditional Chinese, some of the music is Danish, and some of it is something composed in the middle of this. Yeah.
We met Sanka in 2014 in Beijing. Phoenix were invited to Beijing to open the Danish Culture Institute. And there should be, in this ceremony, there should be some Danish music and some Chinese music, and we should play together. And there we were in this very big room, very big hall, and Sanka was a young, very good chunk player. And she was sitting on one side, in one side of the room, and we were sitting on the other side of the room, and then we were supposed to play together. And we met her for the first time there, and had about 30 minutes to rehearse something, and then we have to play. And it was we were in Phoenix, we were very nervous, because the common guzheng player in China is a classical trained guzheng player. So what did we meet and everything? But Sanka was a very groovy, very rhythmical guzheng player, so it went perfect. And we of course thought that we had to work more together.
And you could add to this that the audience for this was the Danish cultural minister Marianne Jelved and the Chinese cultural minister and a lot of other people. So you of course wanted to do it quite well, so it was a little bit we were a little bit nervous what would happen, but everything went very well.
Hi, I am the guzheng player Sanka. Actually, it's really nice to hear from Phoenix that how they feel about meeting me first time. I never know that, because they always speak Danish when they talk about this part. So for me, I feel so surprised that they are nervous at the first time, because I actually didn't feel nervous first time. Just feel so exciting, maybe because I'm so young that when I play with them first time. But now I could totally understand why they felt nervous, because this is such a serious band. They are so professional. So they want to do everything perfect. So I think maybe I did something right to make them feel satisfied. So we have so many time have a tool.
How do you think it's different to play with a Danish band? Because you're of course used to play with Chinese bands, I guess.
Yeah, I have to say this is really different and difficult, both for me to learn Danish music, and I think for Phoenix to learn Chinese music is so difficult, because we have totally different system in our brain from the start. The Liuyang River is a river in China, famous one in south of China. There is also a song's name, a folk song, well known, people know it and like it. I teach this song to Khan. I never thought she could sing the Chinese so well. So we will play this song for our concert.
After we played Liu Yang for some years, Khan said to Sanka, now I'm ready for a second verse. I think I can learn more Chinese. And then Sanka said, I will not teach you second verse, because like all the folk songs in China, during the Mao time, this folk song was used politically. So second verse is about the great big leader and how beautiful and nice his things was, and he would not teach us that one. So we stick to the first verse.
Thank you. For us, meeting the Chinese music was very new. We thought first time we met we should make a school concert, because we already knew at that time that we will play for school concerts half a year later. And so we had found a way to exchange music, and we sent Sanka something very easy Danish music, really the two times eight bars, very easy Danish, but she sent so difficult Chinese music to us. So we thought, oh, she was not very pedagogic. But later we talked about it, and she said that was Guqiong lection one, that was really the very most very easy Chinese music. But it was just so new for us, because the Chinese music starts on the first note and end on the last one. It's nothing about A part, B part, A part coming back. It's new all the way, and it's about feelings, motions, about beautiful nature, about feelings. And our music, it's much more groovy and about a beat, about a melody coming back. So we just have to learn about each other's way of thinking. And actually now, after 10 years, Sanka is able to talk about her music like, I think this is where you would call the B part to come. Maybe we could take an extra one of the Chinese B part, and we could say, now could we make a little bit more of this feeling? And you could see and hear of the way we play. Our music developed also from the inspiration of Sanka to be more beauty and more elegance and more elastic. So I think she also brought something to us besides the 21 strings.
So after we had met Sanka in Beijing, we thought we would definitely try to bring her to Denmark. So we went home and applied for school concerts in Denmark, and we also applied for the Spot Festival in Aarhus, which at that time had a folk part. And we got a concert there, so we had the chance to invite Sanka to come there and play with us. And then suddenly we had to make a concert, actually. We had only been playing two or three tunes together in Beijing, so now we had to make a whole set. So we used the weekend for that before the festival, and we also prepared the school concert. So this was the start, actually, of the second start of the cooperation, say, the start of the repertoire. And since then we have developed it, and on many tours, mostly tours in Denmark, but we also had a tour together in the south of China. And then we have made an album together, where with this repertoire of combined material, the groovy Guqiong, is it called, and that's Sanka, or it's her instrument, it's her who makes it groovy. And she's also a guest on our newest album, Nådelandsø, which came in 2024.
I really learned something from Phoenix. From the start, I really feels like this is a Phoenix band invited a guest with me to play together. Since we play so many concerts and we become two very close friends, when we play on the stage, no matter in school or on the real stage, I feel not a guest anymore. I feel like when I play together with Phoenix, we are a band. I am also be a part of Phoenix. This is because when we started, I used the Chinese way to play my own music. This is also why I didn't feel that much nervous, because I am really good at concentrate by what I'm playing right now. This is how I started to learn my instrument. Like my teacher, the old master, will teach me that you need to play no matter how many people down there or no people hearing you. You should play the same. So it's when I started to play with Phoenix, I could feel that I should chant a little bit more, because they were looking at each other to give the feeling, translate from each other, and also translate all the feelings and melodies to the people down there, no matter it's children or grown-ups. So I also was trying to look at around to see, to feel others feeling for eyes. That is something new for me to try to start. Actually, I like it. So now I could really play like Phoenix. About Yizhu Wuchu dance song, is a special one for our concert, because else the Chinese tunes is slow, but only this one have a dance part, and I find this melody, this is a small minority famous song. In this kind of people, they were living in the mountain. They wear colorful dress, and they have their own culture. So they will, I don't know if it's weekend, but they will make a big fire and holding hand dance together. While when they dance, they were looking for if I could find a pretty girl, right? If I can find a boy. So after the dance, they will find a cave to try everything. If they feed each other, then they will decide we will go to marriage. So this is a special one, and I never know Phoenix will like it very much.
And you can add to this that this is the first tune that Sanka brought into the band, which is actually dance tune, made for dancing. She showed me a video of how people dance this one, and it's actually quite similar with some of the old Danish chain dances, or what people still are doing in Brittany and France, or places like that in Balkan and Greek and so on. So there's some kind of similar dance tradition going from east to west or west to east. Yeah, it's this one fits very good because it's upbeat Chinese dance song.
Thank you.
Jasmine Star is my favorite. It is a set of a Chinese song and a Danish song. And it started out with the Chinese song. Sanka brought that for us, and its name is Muli Hua. It's a very famous Chinese song. Every Chinese would know this. And when we started to rehearse that one, it reminded Jesper, the accordion player, of something Danish. And suddenly he realized that it was Som Stjernerne på Himlens Blå, very famous Danish folk song that all folk musicians know. And so we thought about we could make a set, first playing the Chinese one and then the Danish one. But we found out we could actually play them at the same time. So this is really a culture meeting. And then we took the name Jasmine Stars, because Muli Hua is jasmine flower, and yeah, Som Stjernerne is as the stars at the sky, at the blue, blue sky.
The jasmine flower, the sun play with the Danish one, I feel like this is a miracle, because the jasmine flower, this sun, this well-known Chinese sun, everyone knows it, and the melody was so beautiful. And when you play it, you could feel sometimes it feeling is have a little bit of sadness there. This, for me, I will tell you, this is because the Chinese culture, we will not use the feeling directly to let everybody know. We will never say, I love you, as I love you. I will say, oh, you smells like a jasmine flower. You could feel that is, I love you. So this song talk about, someday I meet a jasmine flower. It smells so beautiful. It looks so pure, white. I love it so much. But I will pick it up to send it to someone else. So this is feeling like a love story.
And Som Stjernerne på Himlens Blå is also a love song. And it describes the feeling when your beloved leaves you for another one. And in the words is very beautiful nature description as the feeling I as the feeling I have is for him is as much as there will be sand in the beach, as much as there will be stars on the sky. Very beautiful description from nature. So actually the words in the two songs are also similar. And Karen even sings the Chinese Muli Hua in Chinese for this one.
Som stjernerne på himlens blå, de parres par om par. Som stjernerne på himlens blå, de parres par om par. Og så skal både du og jeg spacererne på denne vej på vores bryllupsdag.
Yeah, the groovy kuchong balls is one I made after we have been playing with Sanka for a couple of years. I thought she had turned into a very good band musician. Not only a solo player, but also very good at playing in a band. And she, what she was very good at was to get into the feeling of the band, to be playing dance music, to do it with a groove and with a passion for the way of the band spirit. So I made this waltz for her, and I called it the Groovy Kuchong Waltz because I think it was very perfect name for her, for the instrument, and for Sanka, and for our cooperation. And it also became the title song of our album that we made together in 2017.
To play the Groovy Kuchong with Phoenix is very special feeling for me, because I used to play it, like when I say introduce my instrument, I will say this is a traditional Chinese instrument. So most of the time I play it in traditional way, but now I'm more and more play in folk way. So actually I think they come from same family, folk and traditional. So this is a little bit change, but very also a big change.
Phoenix og Sanka.
You have been listening to a podcast about the Danish band Phoenix and their Chinese friend Sangha. The members of Phoenix are Karen Mose on keyboards and vocals, Jesper Winter on accordion, Anja Præst Mikkelsen on bass clarinet, and Jesper Falk on percussion, and the Chinese musician Sangha is joining the band playing the guzheng. This podcast is called Øguld Folkemusik i Danmark, Gold from the Islands, Folk Music from Denmark, a collection of podcasts documenting and promoting folk music from the Danish Islands and the scene that it is being part of. The podcast was produced by radiofolk.dk for Mediehaven, the Media Garden, and supported by Øernes Kunstfond, the Arts Foundation of the Danish Islands. Thank you so much. The songs that we heard were Sven Norman and then Liu Young River, both traditional, the first from Denmark and the second one from China. We also listened to Nodelandsø, which is partly traditional Danish and partly composed by Karen Mose. Then we listened to some traditional Chinese Yisu dance tunes, and after that we heard two traditional love songs from China and Denmark called Jasmine Stars by the band. Finally, the band played Jesper Winter's tune, The Groovy Guzheng Waltz. This concert was recorded at the music venue Harders, situated in the city of Svendborg on the island of Funen, by Peter Hellesø, who also did the mixing. You can learn more about Phoenix and Sangha at www.phoenixfolk.dk, phoenixfolk.dk. Please don't forget that on www.radiofolk.dk you can download lots of podcasts about folk roots and traditional music from Denmark, and you can stream folk music 24/7. My name is Morten Alfred Højrup. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Radio Folk on radiofolk.dk. My name is Jamie Fox, and I'm a fiddler from Montana, USA. Don't forget to tell your friends that you can listen to roots and folk music 24 hours a day on www.radiofolk.dk.